Now actually flights from Europe, they are entering and they are asking for this PCR test. That's all. You are welcome.
All right. Well, guys, there you go. Go visit Uncle Esteban or Tio Esteban. Hello and welcome to episode 61 of the Lieberland Show. I'm your host, Adam J. Carswell. And today we are joined by Esteban Caceres. He is a world diplomat of Lieberland. Esteban, thank you for coming on the show. And do you have any opening remarks for our listeners today?
Hello, Adam. Pleased to meet you again. So we are very happy to be part of the project of Lieberland. And our intention, La Palma Mágica, is a holistic resort on La Palma Island in Canary Islands, where we try to develop a Lieberlanders community. Our heading mainly is to connect people, thinkers of libertarianism ideas, and to join the Lieberland as residents and build up a group of work from which we can help the developing of the main Lieberland project. So in our place, La Palma Mágica, we have a very, very nice installation. It's a beautiful place. I can guarantee that everybody will be very happy to visit us and meet us there. We have nice installations in a very nice corner in La Palma, surrounded by nature. And from there, it's our headquarters. We work just publishing. If you visit our Instagram,
We'll get it going here. So thank you. If you guys can't tell, Esteban is very passionate about his project. I know we're talking about Lieberland here too, but we got to highlight this. So we might as well just dive into it. I'll share with you. We're going to have a link to this in the show notes, but check out their Instagram page. I think that's the best place to go for now. La Palma Mágica. You can see it there. It's lapalma.mágica and on Instagram.
Yes.
Go ahead and give Esteban a follow. But Esteban, I mean, look at these beautiful pictures. I mean, where do we begin? Maybe right here with the headline.
Yes, that's all the pictures are from La Palma. I don't think you have pictures of the resort in, but we will load some of them from tomorrow if you like it. Okay, because our idea of showing La Palma land is where we will take you when you visit us, and to connect you through nature and holistic thinking and libertarianism ideas.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And it's a Canary Island. So, I don't live in Europe, and I'm sure if I did, hearing about the Canary Islands and meeting more people from the Canary Islands, that might happen. But I know as a North American, first of all, I didn't even think I knew where or what the Canary Islands were until I became a Lieberlandian and started meeting people from all over the world. But even still to this day, I think you and maybe two others in my life have I met people that live there or visit the Canary Islands or have a business there. There's some cool things about the Canary Islands that I think the world needs to know. Because you're not originally from there, are you?
Sorry, say again, Adam.
Where are you originally from? Because I think you moved to the Canary
Islands. I am originally from La Palma, yes.
Oh, you are? Wow. Okay. Even more unique. Yes. Okay. So, I mean, what's it like living there? Because it's kind of an anomaly compared to the rest of Europe, right? It's its own little place.
Yes. Yeah. It's the whole community of the Canary Islands is about 2 million people living on eight islands, bigger and smaller. Our island is the fourth one in size. And it's mainly tourist. I mean, we have a lot of agriculture, bananas. They are very famous in Europe, the Canary Islands bananas. And the main industry is the tourist, mainly from Europe. Of course, we receive a lot of, before this last year, we had a lot of flights from almost all the main countries in Central Europe, as Germany, Sweden, France, England, Holland.
I don't know if you can you see this here, Esteban? I'm
yes, that's it. That's it. Our island is a little bit, the one in the corner, top here? West one. No, the other one in the north, that one.
Yeah, this is where you got La Palma. There we go.
Yeah, we are.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And so how many people live on this island?
100,000.
Okay. So everybody knows everybody.
More or less.
And so when you want to fly to other parts of the world, do you catch a flight from here to the international airport?
No, we have an international airport.
Oh, here? Yeah.
Okay. Yes, yes. And then, okay, we have now, of course, from the main islands, that's the international airport, right?
Yeah, very nice.
And from the main islands, Tenerife and Gran Canaria, we have much more flights. But this COVID crisis, we had in La Palma about 2-3 international flights per day connecting with Europe.
Very cool.
Now it's much less.
The Canary Islands, is there, I know some places around the world, you can, for example, you can invest money there and then you can become a citizen or a resident. Now, I know Canary Islands is Spain, but is there anything that investors are attracted to about the Canary Islands?
Yes, 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 of course. There's a law where if you invest in land or houses or something like this, you can get your resident immediately. If you are European, you have not any problem because we are Europe. We are part of Europe, so you can just come.
I think the Canary Islands is a tax haven too, isn't it?
Yes, yes, yes. It's a not really tax haven, but it has some advantages comparing to the European taxing rate. We are a TVA. We are reduced about 50%.
Okay. And so right now, if anybody watching or listening to this interview wants to come visit you and check out the resort and all the beautiful nature, is that pretty easy to do right now, even with COVID?
Yes, yes, yes. It's pretty easy. There are now actually flights from Europe, they are entering and they are asking for this PCR test. That's all.
Yeah.
You are welcome.
All right. Well, guys, there you go. Go visit Uncle Esteban or Tio Esteban.
Yeah. And anyhow, in La Palma, we are fortunately, I cross the fingers, we are zero COVID cases, yeah. Actually. Just in La Palma. Other islands, they are a little bit higher, but it's not much contaminated.
That's good to know. I guess, and then, you know, also real quick, because the main reason why we're having this conversation is really because of Liberland. And I can't remember if we mentioned this, but you and your son and I, we first connected during the Liberland Christmas party. That was great.
Yes.
We're going to have something else like that here soon. As far as, you know, what brought you to Liberland, can you really quick just talk about why you're so passionate about being a Liberlandian?
Well, mainly because before knowing Liberland Project, we were very interested in libertarianism theories and thinkers, you know. So we were in contact with some, to other people in different countries, friendly connections, and we share talks and ideas. So we're a little bit defenders of the new idea of living in, and we really dreamers of building up a new world. So when we discover the Liberland Project, we say, whoa, this is our project. We have to join it. And then we start to get in touch with you. You know the rest. We become citizens, and we want to bring many, many, many more friends inside the project to support, and let's build it up together. It's a dream, and we are ready to work hard for it.
Yeah, I love it. Well, I know we're grateful to have you on board. We really appreciate your energy. From my conversations with Peter, he said, you know, Esteban would be a great fit to bring on the show. And I can tell because, again, how passionate you are about not only what you're doing, but being a Liberlandian. So, Esteban, we are going to wind things down here. For anyone tuned in, by the way, we had a lot of technical difficulties today, but we finally made it happen. So if you're wondering why this interview is a little bit shorter than the other ones, we're working against the clock right now, but we made it happen. So Esteban, any final words or a goodbye to our listeners?
Okay.
Special message?
Yes, please. I just feel welcome anytime in La Palma without any condition. Just get in touch with us. We will collect you at the airport and we will show you our beautiful island and we will welcome you with open arms.
Wonderful, wonderful. There you go. That's the beauty of being a Liberlandian. You instantly get all these connections all around the world. So Esteban, I'm sure I will be visiting you soon there in paradise. Thank you.
we look for.
Thank you. This has been episode 61 of the Liberland Show. We were joined by Esteban Caceres, a world diplomat of Liberland based out of the Canary Islands. Don't forget that. I'm your host, Adam J. Carswell. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you guys in the next episode.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you for investing your most valuable resource with us here today, your time. If you enjoy the Liberland Show, be sure to tap that subscribe button and also go ahead and check out my other podcast, Dream Chasers. You can do this by going to dreamchasers-ix.com. That's dreamchasers-ix.com. A link to that is in the show notes. Thank you for tuning in. And as we always say, we will catch you in the next episode.